and subsection 1, amendment 2, but not editing from said founding of the church through Trinity Brook Estates. I say now, Lincoln law is now in effect. The federal law pertaining to the Fair Act of creation and distribution of a nonprofit, which it was since sold and shall always be with only all donations shall be given respectfully and righteously, with an excerpt of 9.5% only, and allowing 3% of 9 to be thrown into escrows to work towards stocks, bonds, CDs, and building of businesses and corporations and healthcare services, making binding laws only for the restoration of this church of God, the word of unity and life and love. And this is said at 8:22 in the a.m. hours of Monday, December 17th, 2018. Merry Christmas, or soon to be. I add this, comma. I, Jeremy Lee Owens, with the name given only through all creation of electronic, public, personal, written, spoken, verbal, or pictorial intellectual privacy law is in fact amended now into this junction to work proactive, ex post, and always towards all recordings of thy name. This is Jeremy Lee Owens, and I sign my name over to Trinity Brook Estates. Now, as according to all laws of jurisdictions, with this implied, anything governing my name shall go into this. But yet my name, like the Father and the Son is one, shall also retain to the vessel which creates and speaks. If I perish, or in the case of any obtruse death or anything that is not of natural causes, then none shall edit what I say now. But as I lay me down as an old man, over to Bradley Tyler Powell, my son, only by, but without any disrespect to his mother or anyone, including himself, a blood test proven and witnessed by all resources, shall retain sole ownership, but not complete control, for the church and the state must be separated by legal jurisdictions, and this shall stay as a founding stone always. Now, in the event of Bradley Tyler Powell's 18th birthday, he shall be given the understanding of what is coming to him, and that he has resources built if he runs it correctly. This here shall stand in stone if and when, but not limited to, the age of 21, he shall obtain the rights of scope as to evaluate, but not edit, what is said and founded in this church. This church is divinely inspired, and there is none that shall ever touch it, or edit it, or its teachings through any manner. For there shall be a set down of a 4 and 20 type people. As 24 people of my choosing to go over these things, and the 3% that is withheld in the escrows, minus from the 9.5, there shall be a 2.5% donation cost taken out of that holdings and used to help fund all research into different religions so that we can bring about this betterment of the world. A unified world of unified people without any idols. No idols, no bloodshed, only love. And with this, we will work into entertainment, production, we will work into publications, all ex-post recordings, all pictorials, all verbal and non-verbal written statements signed and notarized by the in front of a notary of said jurisdictions is implied as poor man copyright always, for I am indigent now. And once we can obtain funds to move forth with whatever needs to be, we will build to a limit. A limit in height. For we do not want to reach God, because that is a lie. We are children of God first. Fostered in. And we are vessels of God's word, used to spread, interpretate, and bring about better understanding of the teachings of Jesus Christ and the atonement of his sacrifice, but not limited to one teaching, but the collaboration and of understanding each context, each letter, each name, each word, every day, to all people. Betterment. Unity. That is what we're talking about. For infinity. For life. Nothing shall touch the editorial of hints whenever I say it is done. This is now inactive and done. Whenever I say active, it goes all the way back and all the way forward, applying to all things said by me, touched by me, for I am of a ordained God ministry. I am your brother, not anything else. For we are all sisters and brothers first most, and all marriages and all relationships must be founded, as this church is, off of friendship and love, a family, a unity, a building for a future for the children, for our future servants of God. God is one with two, and then it turns to three, and there's four that it was founded on. Four fathers brought forth this continent, a new nation for the people, by the people, and through the people. This is active. Now, as far as money, once we can acquire and use and dictate into stocks and businesses and healthcare and traits to bring about a place where people can lay their heads in a safe haven and a home, a true house of God. In the Eden, we must work. We work with solar power, wind power, and aqueducts to bring about free natural resources given naturally by God, as given by God, made by God, and that is done. Active. And now, retroactive and ex post factos, all the way through, intertwined into every little word. For every letter of each word I speak is of ordinated atoning sanctification of God's righteousness, only in the betterment of the people through this one. For you must give all to God, kiss it to God, praise God first. Dedicate everything to God, for you would not have nothing, and nor would I, if it were not for God first. Through this, we take an understanding of love thy brother, and he is second. Your brother, this is your sister, your mother, your brother, your cousin, anyone whom is not of you, this is second on the list, family. And we, as followers of Christ, place ourselves through the sanctifying blood and the self-sacrificial intermediates that has cleansed us by the Lamb that was sanctified because it was the Word of God. And this is now active. Let us know that Lincoln Law is active. All rights are copyrighted by Trinity Brook Estates, co-founder, owner, and operator, and sole editor as of now, and may be edited this amendment by me, Jeremy Lee Owens. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act by Congress has been put in place, the 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution that guarantees religious civil rights. The First Amendment of the Equal Protection of the Law. This is secured and it is now active. These inalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. For we take the scenic route through all things. And this is active. These things are active. Let all things be now founded by God. All respect, all almsgiving is unto God for a betterment of the people. If you have not a place to lay thy head, you shall come unto us, and we will lay you down. A bed or a mat or whatever we can, and we will let you be a part of this family with a safe haven, a bed, food, and water, but not limited to just the bare necessities. We work towards enjoyment, for we are now, as I am, understood, a non-perfect vessel as lies have dictated, and now we know that there are errors in tradition. This can be found by looking, and I have looked. So, with the understanding of a vessel whom is not perfect, but was forged by his own life and through the works of the world and the wickedness of the greedy others, that is done. Now it is active. Religious freedom restoration. Always. In honor only of God, not me, God. Now, with the exports and imports laws of international territories, let it be now known that with communications and details of all current and future changes, information that is important herein shall be applied and carried forth throughout all publications, whether it be civil or public, social or federal. That is why this is done. And now it is active. End of subsection.